Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited the United States Wednesday. It was Zelensky's first known trip outside his home country since Russia invaded in February. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden welcomed Zelensky, who wore his usual army green clothing at the White House. Biden told Zelensky that it's an honor to be by your side. He added that the U.S. and Ukraine would continue to project a united defense against Russia. The Ukrainian president thanked Biden, U.S. lawmakers, and the ordinary people of America for their support. Zelensky said he wanted to visit earlier, and his visit now showed the situation is under control because of your support. The American president then put his arm around Zelensky as they went inside for a meeting in the Oval Office. At the joint news conference in the White House, Biden noted that Zelensky's visit came on the 300th day of Russia's invasion. He said, "As we head into the new year, it's important for the American people and for the world to hear directly from you, Mr. President, about Ukraine's fight and the need to continue to stand together through 2023. The Ukrainian president thanked Biden and the U.S. Congress for their continued support. He added Biden's efforts to bring international and allied support for Ukraine were important. Zelensky said he really wants to win the war against Russia with U.S. and allied support, before adding that he is sure Ukraine will win. He said that he wanted Americans to know that we really fight for our common victory against this tyranny. Zelensky then left for the U.S. Capitol, where he was to address a joint session of Congress in the evening. Zelensky headed to the United States after visiting troops Tuesday on the front line in the city of Bakhmut in Ukraine's disputed Donetsk area. He crossed into Poland early Wednesday before flying to Washington on a U.S. Air Force plane. The U.S. also worked with Zelensky on security, including the risk of Russian action while he was out of the country, a U.S. official told reporters. Just before Zelensky's arrival, the U.S. announced $1.85 billion in U.S. military aid to Ukraine. The aid included the Patriot missile defense system and precision-guided bombs for its jet fighters. The Patriot missile is one of the most modern U.S. air defense systems. It can protect against attacking aircraft as well as cruise and ballistic missiles. The U.S. Congress is also considering a vote on another spending measure that includes about $45 billion in emergency assistance to Ukraine. Volodymyr Fesenko is head of the Penta Center in Kyiv. He said Zelensky's visit to the U.S. should determine the course of the war. Zelensky, for the first time, dared to leave Ukraine and is counting on being able to maintain and possibly even strengthen U.S. military and economic assistance. Hanna Danilovich lives in Kyiv and works as a scientist. Danilovich welcomed the promise of additional military supplies. Danilovich said, "There is a great desire and dream to speed up the removal of Russian evil from our land." I'm Mario Ritter, Jr.